Sunday marks an anniversary of one of the worst school disasters in U.S. history. On March 18, 1937, a gas leak sparked a devastating explosion at the New London Consolidated School in Rusk County, Texas. At least 298 students and teachers died. Molly Ward was a New London fourth grader at the time. She now heads a new museum dedicated to the tragedy. Ms. Ward joins us from the studios of KTBB in Tyler, Texas. Welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. Ms. Ward, take us back to that day. What was going on at the school? Where were you before the explosion? What do you remember?
Okay, you just stated I was a fourth grader. The school that blew up was from the fifth grade through the 11th. And the reason I was there, I would have normally already been at home. But the elementary students had part on the PTA program that day. On that particular day, it was on Thursday, and I was one of the students that was on the PTA program. And about less than 10 minutes before the bell to ring, the teacher told us, those that were through with the PTA program, go get on the bus. So I was sitting on the bus between the high school and the elementary building, waiting for the bell to ring, and saw it go up.
And what did you see?
At that time, as a 10-and-a-half-year-old girl, I thought it was smoke that I saw going up, but I found out later it was just powder of mortar, just like smoke bellowing up.
What actually caused the explosion?
In the basement, which was down in the ground, it filled up with gas. It was a pipeline laid in there that had come from a gas plant that fed us the free gas that everyone around in this area. And when somewhere in that basement, that when that filled up to the right mixture and the right level, that it was equal to two or three bombs. And how we know that what actually happened is in a shop class, there were a lot of boys in there. All of them got killed, but around five. Two were seriously wounded. The other three were summoned to the court of inquiries to tell what happened in the shop class. And it's when the teacher turned on the sander and it sparked, and that's what sent the explosion up.
And do you remember the moment after this happened? Were you frightened, or was it such a strange thing that you didn't even know to be frightened?
I was frightened because I was sitting on the bus, and the teacher that rode the bus with us got off, and we got off. And my fear at that time, it sounds silly, but I was scared I was going to have to walk home.
Hmm.
And just seeing what I saw, I didn't know what to do. But the teacher finally realized she had to get those children back on the bus and just go take us home, because they didn't know how many more would even be there to ride. So we were immediately left, and I'd say, though, this was within 5, 10, 15 minutes. I don't know, the time just kind of gets away when you're scared to death.
Right.
But they took us on home. Now, this is something that really shook me up, is the bus stops stops at about every fourth or fifth house, letting children out. But as I say, it wasn't too many on the bus. But at the bus stop I got off, it was about seven or eight mothers standing out there waiting for that bus. And when I got off, I was the only child at that spot that got off, and my mother was there and hugged and kissed me, and it embarrassed me.
Hmm.
And I had not realized the trauma of what I saw, and what was the results of it at that time, until 2 hours later, when the next door neighbor, that was the only one in that group that had a son, a child to live, someone brought him home with a big gash cut in his forehead. And my mother and his mother dressed his wound. So by him coming home, I realized what I saw. And I guess about an hour later, someone told me my best girlfriend got killed.
Hmm.
And that really sunk in. And where we lived was kind of between a hill and a valley and another hill, and the school was on the other hill. And you could just hear the crying and the wailing from where I lived. And you heard that all evening and all night. It was just devastating.
How did the community recover from this? How did they cope with this?
Well, the best that I can describe is they did not talk about it. They may have talked it within the homes, but when we went back to school within about 2 weeks, this was never brought up at school, and it's never brought up till the day we graduated.
That's very unlike the way people respond to these things today.
True. We did not have trauma centers or counseling, and I compare this with other tragedies that happens today and how they have their trauma centers, counseling, everything ready for the survivors or for the relatives that are there. And I think it's great to have that, because I think the quicker you get it off of your chest is better for an individual. I'm not no medical person, but I just have gone through one thing and realized what, and I have heard interviews from other survivors, they thought it'd be best to get it off their chest and not carry it for no 40 or 50 years before they started talking about it. And that's what happened at New London.
Hmm. The area really is, or oil and gas are very important parts of the economy there, and were back then, right?
At that time, this school was the richest rural school in the world.
Mm.
And it was had most anything they needed, and it was really a state of an art building. But you have to remember from this tragedy that the state legislature went into session 3 days later, and the cause of the gas was because they could not smell the gas. Had anybody been able to smell the gas, then it would have been a different question. But since they could not smell it, they went into session to pass a law where we could smell it for our safety and protection today.
Mm-hmm. That's why we all now are able to smell natural gas.
That
and
is right.
When we smell it, we can go and find where the leak is or where we've left a burner on the stove on or something like that.
Correct.
And avoid these kinds of things.
That's right. So a lot of good did come out of that, to realize what needed to be done later.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you've got in the museum.
Our museum starts out of telling a little bit about how people lived before the explosion, and we bring out different effects, oil boom, and we have a classroom in there, and on this classroom is Ms. Wright's classroom that she survived it by getting under her desk. But she did have her grade book, and she gave that to us. And it has the list of names of her last period class, but then we go into after the explosion. We have an education chart. We show everyone by pictures, which are enlarged, where they can really see what a lot of the things I have just told you of the Court of Inquiries and so forth. It is a sad museum, but it's something that does keep the memory going.
Well, thank you, Ms. Ward, for being with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Molly Ward is the director of the London Museum. She joined us from the studios of KTBB in Tyler, Texas.